Thank you for giving Nigeria the floor, Mr. President. As my delegation takes the floor under this agenda item, allow me to congratulate you on the manner in which you have conducted our work thus far. We also commend the efforts of the committee on the implementation of Article 5 to provide relevant updates as well as recommendations in the area of mine clearance and mine risk education and reduction. Excuse me. Mr. President, we take this opportunity to inform that since Nigeria's clearance extension request was granted, efforts to actualize our mine clearance obligations are still ongoing, particularly as a result of the volatile nature of the operating environment in the northeast region of the country. Regrettably, major supply routes in the region have become more dangerous due to risk of attack by non-state armed groups, as well as from unexploded ordnance, particularly landmines of an improvised nature. Nigeria has identified that road-planted IED, person-borne IEDs, and vehicle-borne IEDs remain the primary weapon of choice for insurgents in the Northeast. In view of this, let me stress that Nigeria, through the support of its partners like the United Nations Mine Action Service, the Mine Advisory Group, and the Danish Refugee Council, has continued to deliver explosive ordnance risk education to affected populations in the northeastern states of the country, including to IDPs, host communities, returnees, and refugees. Furthermore, explosive ordnance awareness training to UN personnel and the humanitarian community remains priority for us. Permit me to inform that UNMAS conducted a knowledge, attitudes, practice, and belief survey and an impact assessment of explosive ordnance on groups of populations in the northeastern state of Borno to identify risks faced by people of different age, locations, and gender. By gender, we mean male and female. The goal of this assessment was to tailor risk education methodologies and modules for different demographics of the targeted population. Mr. President, in consonance with Nigeria's obligation to conduct a technical and non-technical survey to map out the contaminated areas of the 34 local government areas of the three states in the Northeast, we aim to actualize this goal within the shortest time frame in order to sequence our clearance operations for commencement in July 2024. We are currently working to develop an immediate and future-oriented humanitarian mine action plan in collaboration with our partners to determine the extent and size of contamination in the Northeast. To this end, we affirm our commitment to submit a periodic work plan for the implementation of our Article 5 obligation by 30th April of next year in liaison with the Implementation Support Unit of the Convention. As I conclude, Mr. President, allow me to reiterate Nigeria's call for assistance towards the successful establishment and operation of a National Mine Action Center and also extend our sincere gratitude to all our partners, including the Implementation Support Unit of the Convention. I thank you.